Identification of the eye divergence. To identify the problems with eye convergence, we will use a cord or elastic line. To check whether we have correct eye convergence and coordination, we attach one end of the cord to, for instance, the door, and hold the other end in the hand near the top of the nose, so as to tighten the cord. Place a few markers, such as beads, on the cord at equal distances. When you look at any bead, you should see the phantom lines that cross each other exactly where a bead is. Some people see these phantom lines with a bead as the sign of X, other as Y, and yet other as Z. The shape is not as important as the perfect convergence of the lines in a bead. If the lines converge before or behind a bead, you have eye convergence disorder. Now, look at the other beads, checking eye convergence each time. If the phantom lines converge perfectly in each point, you do not need to worry, you are not troubled by the problems with eye convergence. If, however, you had such problems, do not worry. Vision convergence can be improved with the help of the exercises which we recommend to you. The exercise above is a good mechanism to check whether the exercises for eye convergence give good results and how fast our vision gets back to normal condition.